Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1109, our topic is mindset and the title is Addressing Anger with Action. So, might be a little bit of a weird thing for a health and fitness podcast to be addressing like anger issues, but I think we'll all be able to relate to today's podcast. Even if you don't consider yourself like having like anger issues or anything like that, and who rarely does, but we all do experience anger. There are times in which anger and other emotions can absolutely get in the way of us living our healthiest physical life because we don't have a healthy emotional and mental life. So I'll explain kind of how this podcast topic came up, but I appreciate you listening to today's podcast, and I do believe it's going to be a helpful conversation for all of us to kind of be a part of. So, part of being a good trainer isn't just creating the perfect plan, but also helping the person you're helping, helping the client, help them actually act out that plan. Helping with motivation, with accountability, with problem solving when it comes to like scheduling conflicts, when it comes to just availability for certain aspects, and even problem solving when it comes to a mental and emotional health. In those interactions, I often get into the kind of the fun, like, life conversations with clients. So it's pretty cool. I get to do this with my in-person clients. I do it with the clients that I do virtual meetings every week. So we have one of the kind of programs we have for online coaching is I'd write the person's nutrition and training program. We help with accountability tracking, a journal document that they can do kind of Q&As with. And then just like as other things come up, we add those to the program, like supplements and anything else. But we also meet virtually every week. So we'll meet like through Zoom or like FaceTime or something. If they're at their home gym, they'll show me an exercise and we talk through some aspects. Or we just kind of shoot a, you know, goal. And we just talk about life. We talk about what's getting in the way. What's their mindset about this process? Any questions they have? It's just a great way for us to kind of check face-to-face, quote-unquote. And we get into these kind of conversations, these life conversations. Recently, a client expressed that they were dealing with a lot of anger issues, and it was negatively impacting their focus during training and their desire to kind of do the more challenging aspects of program adherence, such as taking the time and the energy to do meal prep, and then their kind of resiliency towards late night snacks. So since they hadn't been meal prepping well, they hadn't been eating well during the day, they then were caving into nighttime cravings and snacks, and it was all kind of stemming from this anger issue, this anger that was just eating them up all day. It was wearing them out. And I know this person would not consider themselves normally an angry person, but this is something I think that they didn't realize was as common as it is, and I think a lot of the listeners are probably not going to realize how common this actually is. But our emotions absolutely impact our mental and emotional health. What is motivation? That's a kind of like a mental and emotional health aspect. You know, if I'm stressed and worn out in life, I'm not highly motivated to take on big challenges, right? We're just trying to deal with life. So if this anger issue is wearing them out, they're not going to behave in their best way. They're not going to do the things that are a little bit hard to do, that normally they can force themselves to do. They're just going to back off on those and kind of go down kind of the easier route. So addressing anger and addressing other emotions like depression are extremely important if we want to live our best physical health life, because the actions we need to take, like to do, to act out, are only kind of fueled and able if our emotional and mental health is taken care of as well. So anger at others, anger at, you know, our situation in life, especially if you're dealing with, say, like injury rehab, or just angry at life in general, it can be very, very consuming. Emotionally consuming, mentally consuming, just consuming. And that is then detrimental towards us creating our best life by acting out our best habits. So in today's podcast, I wanted to touch on anger and give a perspective towards it that I think will help all of us better manage it. This is an extension of a conversation I had with that client that I wanted them to hear kind of the rest of my thoughts on it. And I thought it would be great to kind of put it in a podcast form. So thank you for listening so far, and I do hope that this helps, as it has helped me and as it has helped clients in the past. So I want to present a question to you. Has you being angry ever changed the situation you're angry at? So again, has you being angry ever changed the situation you're angry at? Your anger may have led to actions, and those actions changed the situation, and probably not for the better. But not the actions from our anger, but just angry itself, the feeling of anger. Has that ever changed the situation you're angry at? Is you being angry beneficial? In the aspect of it making a change, in some ways we would say, well, I guess not. You know, if I didn't act out on that anger, then it didn't change anything. So I was angry in that moment, but I didn't do anything, so, you know, no harm, no foul. But you could also argue that the anger did make a change, even if you didn't act it out. By being angry, it changed your focus in the situation. And that changed your experience within that situation. The sensation and focus on anger causes us to miss out other sensations, other emotions. If you're angry in a moment, it's almost impossible to then notice something that can immediately make you happy. If you're angry, you're going to dismiss it even if you do notice something happy. You're like, oh yeah, that's great and all, but look at this over here. You know, this thing is still here. We're very dismissive of positive things if we're angry. And even if we don't act out our anger, we also are then prevented from acting out other emotions like happiness. We dismiss the happy things. We stay angry. Typically, if we don't act out our anger, our default, our hope, is that we were even kill. We went through the situation kind of neutral. But again, that's still not best. That's still impacted. If we went through the situation neutral, that means we didn't go through the situation happy. So we didn't get to see the happy things. We didn't get to feel the happy things. We didn't get to feel happiness in these moments. We just had this anger seething inside of us. And worse then, the people around you didn't get to see you being happy. So somebody may have came into the situation super happy. You're frustrated about something, but you're like, ah, you know what? I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to keep that under wraps. That's mine to deal with. I'm not going to burden other people, you know, or blah, 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 blah. I'm going to hold that inside. So they come into the situation happy, telling you about the day, telling you about this thing and that thing. And you're answering, you're responding, but kind of low key. You're not really giving back what they're giving in that moment. So it does impact our quality of life, even if we don't act on it. So it's important then that we learn how to manage anger so that way we don't spend so much damn time being angry and we don't miss out on happiness and we don't prevent those around us from being with the happy selves that we can be. To best manage anger and prevent it from like kind of seething inside of us, causing us to, at worst, lash out and hurt the people around us. But another like thing that's still not great is we miss out on happiness around us, and we don't give happiness to those around us. Anger numbs us at best, or it makes us act out and lash out and hurt others, or ourselves, at worst. So we need to think of anger differently. What I'd like to propose is that you think of anger as a signal for action. If you notice yourself being angry, ask, what am I going to do about it? What can I change in this moment to lessen my anger, to address my anger? And there's three ways. There's three ways I'd like you to consider on how to address your anger. So if you feel angry, recognize that that's a signal for action. You need to take action. You need to think, what can I do about this? Not, I'm going to sit in it and be mad and angry and frustrated at the world and, you know, be a bump on the log. But what can I do about this? I feel angry. I need to act on it. I need to address it. How can I do that? First question, can I create change through my mindset? I'm going to expand on these in a second. So the first question is, can I create change through my mindset? Can I change the situation that I'm angry at by changing my mindset? Therefore, I've addressed my anger and I've lessened my anger. The anger won't get in the way of me living my best life then, and it won't get in the way of others around me having their best of me so they can live their best life. I won't hurt the people I love. Can I create change through my mindset? Another question is, can I create change through a physical action? Can I physically change something to create the change I need to address my anger? Third question is, can I change through communication? Can I create a change through communication? So let's look at these things. Creating change in your mindset. You may not like what you're doing, and maybe that's what you're angry at, you're frustrated at. Why do I have to do this? I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. So you may not like what you're doing, but do you like who you're doing it for? If you're doing it for you, and you don't see a benefit for you, well, is it at least a benefit for someone you love? If it is, then focus on that. Recognize, okay, I might not like this. I'm frustrated about this. This is bullcrap. But if I do this, I can help the person I love and their life will be a little bit better. So I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to be happy in this moment. Try to find a way to enjoy this so that way I can make it happy and enjoyable for them. They can get the benefit. And then whatever I'm dealing with probably isn't going to last forever. Whew, I can survive this. I'll be okay. So you see, there's a change in your mindset. And that can help lessen the anger. There's a podcast, 759, titled, If You're Going to Diet, Diet Happy. And what that stems from is a statement that if you're going to do it happy. And this is a statement I've used many times in my life to just kind of check myself and recognize that if I'm going to do something, if I do it angry, it doesn't really count. So if you ask me to do something and I come over and do it for you, but the whole time I'm mumbling under my breath, I'm slamming this thing and that thing and just kind of acting like a jerk. Are you really happy that thing got done? Or are you focusing on how much of a jerk I was? It doesn't make people feel loved if you do what they ask you to do, but you act like a jerk the whole time. So if you're going to do it anyhow, if it's going to be done, if you're going to have to go through it, do it happy. If you're going to do it happy. Doing it angry doesn't do any good. Yeah, the thing got done, but you don't get any freaking points from it. The person you did it for doesn't care that it got done. They were more frustrated that you're mad. And you were a butthead about it. Don't be a butthead. If you're going to do it happy. That's a very valuable mindset change. If I have to do this, but if it's, I don't like it. I don't want to do this. I don't want to be here. This is bullcrap. This is unfair. I hate this. Every fiber of my being is on fire right now. But if me doing this is helping someone I love, that's what you need to focus on. Focus on easing their burden. Focus on their happiness, their smile in that moment, maybe. Focus on them. That's who you're doing it for, is for someone you love. So do it with love. The other way to look at it is maybe you don't like doing it, but maybe you're getting something from it. Like, maybe you don't always like your job, but you like your paycheck every time it comes, right? Maybe you don't like something you're going through at the moment, but it's going to help invest for your future. You know, a lot of people, like I have one client going back to school for a second degree, but it's going to help invest in their future, give them protection for job security, give them maybe extra pay, who knows? But there's some investment, so they might not like it. They might be angry about having to go through that later in life and, you know, just the frustrations that I'm sure come up every day trying to work a full-time job plus going to grad school. There's going to be anger there. There's going to be frustration there. Maybe they're mad and frustrated because the degree they do have didn't give them the security that they wanted. And now they have to go back to school again and do another degree just to get that security? There's some anger there for sure. But that anger can be kind of calmed a little bit by recognizing I'm mad that I'm doing this right now. But it's going to help me in the future. I can see the value. Maybe I'm getting money. Maybe I'm getting knowledge. Maybe I'm getting job security. Maybe it's just if I learn this now, I don't have to struggle with it for the rest of my life. How many people have tried to learn how to use like macro tracking apps? You know, like MyFitnessPal, and they're like, this is bull crap. I hate this stupid crap and blah, blah, blah. But if you spend 2, 3, 4 weeks doing it, you get to know it for the rest of your freaking life. So it's an investment. We all don't like doing laundry, but you like wearing clean clothes. We don't necessarily like to cook, but we like to eat. So we're used to that. But these are two things you can think of when you're looking at making change through your mindset. You may not like what you're doing, but what can you get from it? You may not like what you're doing, but do you like who you're doing it for? Let's look at change through physical action. If you're angry about something, you're frustrated with something, can you remove yourself from the situation? Maybe you actually don't have to be there. Maybe you feel obligated to be there, or that you're quote to, you know, supposed to be there, or you should be there, but you don't have to. You actually could not do it if you wanted to. What's going to be the negatives? Somebody gets frustrated with you? Well, should you live in misery so they don't get frustrated? Or should you be happy, they get a little frustrated, and they get over? You deserve your happiness, right? Is your happiness less valuable than their happiness? Why should you be miserable to make them happy? That's stupid. This is your life. Assuming that what you want to change doesn't, you know, in the world, or it's not some huge, horrible thing. But often what we get angry about are just small little obligations, like, and things that we don't want to have to do. We feel like there's no one else in the world that can do it. So maybe somebody asks us to go do something, and we initially agree, but now we kind of don't really want to do it. Just tell me you don't want to do it. You don't have to go do it. Just tell me you don't want to do it. What's the end of the world? They get a little disappointed, they get a little frustrated. Oh, well. I know that sounds like, oh my God, but you don't know my friend, or you don't know this person, or you don't know how guilty I'll feel. Practice it. Practice setting boundaries. Practice communicating. We're going to get to that in a second by saying, can we create change through communication? But can you create change by physical action, which is simply just saying no by removing yourself from the situation? Another thing to do is if you're frustrated, can you talk through in that moment how you're really being affected? Can you take an action to address that? So, for example, if you're, let's say you're in a loud coffee shop and people are talking right next to you and it's annoying the crap out of you. Put in some earplugs. Put in some headphones. You don't have to yell at them to shush. They have just as much right to be there as you do. But you also don't have to sit there pissed off and angry the whole time. Just put in some earplugs. Put in headphones. Don't even have to listen to anything. Maybe they hear like the headphones themselves just kind of buffer the sound some. I've done that a lot in the gym. I own a gym because I like to work out, not because I like to hear people bullshit. So if there's 2 or 3 people just bullshitting in the gym, short of me telling them to shut up and get to work, I'll just put on music in my earphones and I'll go about my own business. If they want to talk, fine. If I want to work out, fine. I can still do what I want to do while they still do what they want to do. I'll just put in the action of earplugs or headphones. I remember when I first opened the gym, we have vertical bar holders, meaning like somebody would put a bar down into like a post holder, like a hollow post. And the post, the middle post, holds the bar up in the air, like holds it straight up. Well, when I first started, the posts were just an empty metal tube, and people would put the bar in. Well, since I paid $300 to $600, depending on the bar, I set the bar in the post. Since they didn't pay $300 to $600 for the bar, they got the bar kind of sort of in the post, let go, and the bar fell 4 to 6 inches, and you hear a very loud bang. Now, does that hurt the bar that single time? No. Does it shimmy things loose in the bearings and over time negatively impact the bar? Absolutely. So for a couple years, I was pretty angry every time I heard those bars slam and would just get so seething mad because here's somebody just wasting and disrespecting $300 to $600. All the work that I did to find that bar, all the work that I've done to be able to afford that bar. I internalized all that and I got really mad. But then one day, I realized I'm a dumbass and I could just put pieces of rubber and a cloth at the bottom of the tubes. It wouldn't take up so much space that the bars would fall out, but it would buffer the people just dropping the bar in the tube. And what do you know? It worked. No more loud bangs, no more me being mad all day. Another thing with the gym is when you use bands, like there's like what's called 42-inch long resistance bands, and you can use them to do banded lifts, like banded bench presses, banded squats, banded deadlifts. And people would use one of the bands for something insane, and they would stretch the hell out of one band compared to the other band, so they typically are in pairs. So they would use one band unevenly, and then it stretched differently than the other band, and then all of a sudden you couldn't use it for even based lifts like squats and deadlifts and bench presses where you need a band on each side of the bar. The bands would stretch differently, therefore the bar would move crooked, and you couldn't use the bands anymore or you'd risk getting hurt. Well, that would piss me off when I saw people using the bands like inappropriately. So then I just bought my own set of bands, and I keep my own set of bands in my office. So when I want to do exercises for myself or my clients, and I want to make sure the bands are equal and nobody gets hurt, I just use my own damn bands. So rather than me being mad at everyone who used bands inappropriately every single time they did so, I just bought my own bands. Is there an action you can take? Putting in headphones, putting in earplugs. You're not going to probably need to use the rubber pieces or the own bands thing. But is there something that you can do to address the issue? Talk through in that moment how it's actually affecting you. Is it really as detrimental to you as you're letting it feel like it is? It's probably not. There's probably a small action you can take to address it, and then just move on. Third thing is looking at change through communication. There's three things I want you to think through before you speak, okay? If you're going to ask for change to address anger, there's three things you want to think through before you speak. The first is seek to understand before being understood. If somebody's doing something that is pissing you off, ask them why they do it. Don't ask in a smart-ass way. Like, oh, why are you being such an idiot? That's probably not a good way to start a conversation. But you can say, hey, I noticed that you do this action. Why do you do that? Like, I haven't seen anybody do that, or I don't typically do that. I was wondering why you do that. And if you ask in an actual, like, inquisitive way, and you ask follow-up questions, you listen to them. You don't just let them say 3 or 4 words and then cut them off and try to prove your point. Don't talk to be right. Talk to understand. Ask. Seek understanding before being understood. Then, when you want to voice what you need, there's two things to think through. One of them is actually the acronym THINK. THINK. The other one is to be specific. So when you first start talking, ask questions. Seek to understand. Then when you ask for what you need in order to address your anger, think through the acronym THINK. Is it true? So really think through what you want to say, what you want to voice. Is it true? If you say something like, well, every time, blah, 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 blah. Is it really every time? Is it really literally every single time? Make sure that what you want to bring up is true. If you're like, well, you know what, it's not really every time, it's just every once in a while. Well, realize that and be sure that you convey that in your conversation. Don't say every time you do this, blah, 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 blah. Say, hey, I noticed, you know, some of the times when you do this, blah, 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 blah. H is for helpful. Is what you're saying helpful? Can it even like be done? So what you want them to change, what you want different in the situation, is it even possible? If it's not possible, then it's not helpful. And there's no point in saying it. If it can't be changed, if it can't be addressed, it's not helpful, right? So if somebody's 6'6" and you want them to be 6 foot tall, that's not helpful. Don't tell them, oh, you should be 6 foot tall. They can't do anything about that. What do you want them to do, cut their shins off? So what you want them to do, is it possible? If it's not even possible, then it's not helpful to say it. Even if it's true, it's not helpful. Don't say it. The I in think is inspiring. Say it in a way that inspires change. Say like, oh, you know, would you mind doing this? And I'll help you remember, you know, in the times that I might see it. That's inspiring, not saying, geez whiz, you need to freaking change this crap. Ugh, that's negative. Is it necessary? If you're going to ask somebody to change their behaviors, change something about their life, change something about the way they do things, really make sure it's necessary. Have you thought through changing your mindset first? Have you thought through physical actions that you can change before you ask them to change? And then when you do it, be kind. That's the K. Say it in a kind way. Say it how you would want it said. Now, if you're like, oh, I believe in tough love, I just tell people how it is. Don't be an ass. Be nice. Be kind. Okay? So podcast 67, so yes, like over 1,000 podcasts ago, we did a podcast called Think Before You Speak. And we talked through this acronym. True, helpful, inspiring, necessary, kind. Make sure that you account for these. If you do, it'll help lessen the anger you feel in your communication, and you'll actually will express more love through what you say. And that's going to get a better motivation for that person to change. If we change for people because they're mad and angry, we don't change in a happy way. We get mad and angry back, right? And it ruins the relationship. It ruins the moment. They may have solved the issue, but damn, good luck solving anything in the future. And you just drove a distance between you. If you ask for change in a kind way, a loving way, in a way that you understand what they're doing, so you know their perspective, and then you voice what you're experiencing so they know your perspective. And then when you ask for change, you ask for it in a truthful, helpful, inspiring, necessary, and kind manner. Man, that can actually pull people closer together. They might not even know that what they were doing was actually having that effect on you. And maybe now that they do know, they're willing to make that change because they love you as well and they want you to be happy. Maybe there's a middle ground that you both can be happy with, right? And then the last thing is when you do communicate, when you ask for change, to be specific. They cannot read your mind. You don't just ask for change. State specifically what you want that change to be. And then recognize that it's probably going to follow with a discussion and possibly some compromise. So when you change through communication, when you want to address your anger through communication, seek first to understand before being understood. Think before you speak. And when you speak, be specific. Anger may not always be possible to be resolved, fully, completely resolved. Or sometimes it's a struggle to even lessen it to any degree. But if you don't act on your anger, if you don't think of anger as a signal for action, then there's 100% no possibility for change. People can't read your mind. You're going to leave change up to just chance luck. That's not really a smart strategy, right? You're just going to be mad until something magically changes? That's stupid. You need to act on what you're angry about. Otherwise, you'll continue to be angry, and what you're angry about will continue to be the same. If you're unhappy in your anger now, you will be unhappy in your anger forever. Forever. The same as it was yesterday, it'll be today, and it'll be tomorrow. Or, you can think of anger as a sign for action. And at least try to change it. At least try to address it. Even just trying helps to alleviate anger, as it allows you to feel like you're in control, that possibly something is being done, that you have a voice for what you're feeling, and that there's potential for change. Anger is poison. It ruins your life, and it ruins the lives of those around you. You will not act out your best self, and the ones you love will not get the best of you. So when you feel anger, act on it, sort it out, get it out in a constructive and healthy way. You have one life. This is it. You only have one life. If you want it to be a happy life, you need to address anger as soon as it comes up so you can lessen it and make more room for the happiness. You can't be happy and angry at the same time. So when you feel anger, act on it. Ask yourself, can I create change through my mindset? Can I create change through a physical action? Can I create change through communication? I hope that you think this through and recognize when you're angry, you need to act on it if you want it to change. It's your responsibility. It's your work to do. Accept it and act on it. Well, I hope today was helpful. I hope that you get a chance to practice these things and they do make a positive difference for you. They've helped my life. They've helped a lot of my clients in the past. And anger is something we all experience. So it's better to learn how to manage it now so you can take control of it and not let it control you. Cool. Well, if you have any questions, if you have any needs, if you just want to voice your story, you want somebody to hear you, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'm always here and I'm always happy to help. Even if you just want me to listen, I don't even have to give you any feedback if you don't want. You just want somebody to listen to what you're struggling with, I'm here. I appreciate you investing your time into this podcast for the last 33 minutes and almost 13 seconds. There we go. So I appreciate your investment, and I want you to know that I'm happy to invest back into you. So email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com anytime you need. If you like today's podcast or you like our podcast in general, please share it. That is extremely impactful. It helps us help more people. You can share it on social media, email, voice, like, you know, conversation with a friend, text message, however you do it. We appreciate that you do it. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the link on our Instagram page. You can actually do a podcast donation. So thank you to those who've been doing that. That's really helpful. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year. It's very helpful. So thank you. Then, if you want to find more information from us, you can find it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, I'm always here. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.